That's the Indigo Girls live from the Museum of TV and Radio and on 90.7 FM WFUV. Got a room full of FUV supporters and a room full of IndigoGirls.com fans and many others listening back at home. So welcome back to New York. Week number one of the Perfect World Tour with your new album just out. How's it going so far?
It's going great. We're with the band. We did a sort of a promotional tour. We went around the West and the East Coast and visited radio stations and played small concerts, and that was fun, kind of like this. And then we hooked up with the band in Atlanta for rehearsals and took them out on the road. So it's just great to rock again, the electric instruments, and we love our band. They're the same people who played on the record, so there's that continuity, and it's nice to have the new songs be brought to life, you know, in a live context. So it's just been, I'm loving every minute of it.
What happens for you guys, Emily, between records? I think there's probably a good story or two.
You sleep.
In there. Yeah. Is that pretty close to a?
I mean, I think we recharge our batteries to a certain extent. We have a pretty civil schedule. Not right now, but typically, because we've learned that we want to have productive and quality lives, and that includes time at home and rest from the road and not being Indigo Girls and stuff like that. So I think we do things that a lot of other people do. We go out and walk around and run and play with our animals and read good books and see good movies. And, you know, I like to get together with friends, cook dinner, do just normal stuff, you know.
Right.
What do?
I work. I have an independent record label, Damon Records, and I actually, when we're off the road, I spend a lot of time on that. That's kind of like
the
time
where I just... You're going to the office and stuff?
Yeah, I go to the office once or twice a week. Do whatever needs to get done, but I don't like, you know, I'm not like working every day there, but I'm on the phone every day. I just don't live in the same town as my office. Mm-hmm. So I live about an hour away. So
this new album, All That We Let In, like who called who first and said, all right, it's time, let's get to work?
Oh, I don't know.
We kind of know.
I think our manager called both of us.
We do know, though. You get a sense. You know, the last record's done. The touring cycle is over. We've mm-hmm. taken time off. You know, we've been writing new songs during the course of that as well. And then we sort of set aside a time to finish up the writing. And then we know. We know that it's time for us to arrange the songs together. And we've been doing it so long. We have a process down now.
Uh-huh. So just get in the studio and start going at it,
yeah,
so to
well,
speak.
We arrange the songs together, and then we get with the band and arrange them with the band. Usually it changes a lot. You know, we probably go through three arrangements. You know, half of the songs we have like three or four arrangements for, and we just have to settle on what sounds right.
It's funny you bring up the arrangements thing, because there's one, you guys have done so much cool stuff throughout the course of all your records, but there's a song on the new album that I think I felt some heavy new terrain, and it's got a little ska beat.
Yeah, it does have a little ska beat.
Is that the one you're going to play for us now? Tell
yeah.
us about
yeah.
that song.
Without the ska beat.
It's a little, it's more of a stretch on the acoustic guitars, but we can go like this and pretend or something.